This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. We're going to pray in Al-Quds soon, inshallah. This is what we've been hearing. The people, alhamdulillah, they're very excited since our brother's recent victory in Palestine. You know, thinking that all of the years of suffering, now it's going to come to an end and soon the Muslims are going to go and pray in Al-Quds. But is this a reality? And before we answer that question, because we want to be frank, we want to be straightforward, we want to, you know, tell the reality. We don't want us to have, you know, false amani, false hopes. And it's going to be reality, alhamdulillah, is what we all wish and we all hope for. But has that time come or not? And before we answer it, we have to make it clear that as Muslims, we have no doubt that that time is going to come. We know from the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there will remain a group from this ummah, as he described them, alayhi salatu wasalam, ظاهرين, that they are clearly upon the haqq, clearly upon the truth. And one of the narrations, يقاتلون, that they fight upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم, they will not be harmed by those who betrayed them. And look at the situation of Al-Quds and the situation of Palestine and what's happening to our brothers there. And look at this description by the Prophet ﷺ. All of those who have betrayed our brothers in Palestine and left them, and even others who have openly joined with the enemy against them. But the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يضرهم. It won't harm them, those who betray them. Alhamdulillah. Until the Amr of Allah, the command of Allah comes, and they are firm upon that. In one of the narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, who are they? Who are these people, Ya Rasulullah? The ones who remain in a clearly upon the truth, holding firm to the truth. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, they are in Bayt al-Maqdis wa aknaf Bayt al-Maqdis. That they are in Bayt al-Maqdis, in Jerusalem, and the outskirts of Jerusalem. And in the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the last hour will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews. And they will be running around trying to hide behind rocks, behind trees, and those rocks and trees will expose where they are to the Muslims, and the Muslims will defeat them, as it came clearly in the hadith. And subhanAllah, even the Jews themselves, they know from their own scriptures that them being in Palestine, it's only temporary. So we have no doubt that we are going to free Palestine from them, just as in our history, we freed Palestine from the Christian crusaders. But has this time come where the Muslims are going to finally take back Palestine, and the Muslims from around the world were going to travel and we're going to pray in Al-Quds? This is what we all, what everyone wants to believe. And no doubt this recent victory shows us actually how weak the enemy is. But the reality is, our situation is we're not ready as an ummah. We're not ready as an ummah to take back Al-Quds yet. We have to fulfill certain obligations in order for us to take back Al-Quds. People, you know, look at the enemy. People look at the Western countries and even now some Arab countries that support the enemies as being the bad guy. But the biggest enemy to the issue of Palestine and the issue of Al-Quds is our own selves. What did Allah tell us in the Quran? When the people don't know, where did the defeat come from? Why are we going through this situation? Anna hatha, where did this come from? Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Say it's from your own selves. We're the ones who sold out Al-Quds. Let's be honest. How did this happen? We left acting upon our religion. Yeah, when it comes to kalam, we're good at that as an ummah. When it comes to marching in the streets, free, free Palestine, yeah, we're good at that. What about freeing yourself from shaitan and implementing your deen? Because if all of us were to do that, they would have no opportunity to do what they're doing in Palestine. But when they found us being weak, the Muslims who don't have the strength to remove the ghita, to remove the blanket, to get up and go pray Salatul Fajr, these are not the ones who are going to be victorious and take back Palestine. It's been written upon us that when we leave our religion, as the Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith, when he mentioned different things of doing different haram business transactions, of being distracted by different things of the dunya, and leaving, fighting in the path of Allah, what's going to happen to us then? He said, ﷺ, and pay attention to the wording. He said, when all of these things come together, this is the situation of the ummah today. Where in the ummah today do they fight in the path of Allah? With the strength of the armies that we have, if they were to send them to Palestine, would there be an issue? Look at the ummah today and how they're distracted by the dunya. All of these descriptions mentioned in this hadith by the Prophet ﷺ. What did he say at the end? If these things happen, they all come together, what's going to happen? صَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا. That Allah will put a humiliation upon you. لَا يَرْفَعُهُ. He will not raise it from you until you do what? Until you talk and go out and march in the streets. I'm not saying that's not something to support your brothers. Don't get me wrong. But that's not the solution. What is the solution? It's clear in this hadith. لَا يَرْفَعُهُ. Allah will not raise it from you. حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. Until you return to your deen. Once we return to our deen, then the victory is going to come. Allah made it very clear in the Quran. And a very short, but very precise and powerful verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who have believed. Are you from them? Listen good, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud told you to do when you hear this. That if you support Allah, Allah will support you and He will make your feet firm. What does it mean to support Allah? To support your religion, to do what you're supposed to do as a Muslim, to stay away from and to refrain from the things that you have to stay away from as a Muslim, the basics of Islam. When you do this, you make your religion your priority and you strive to support the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in return is going to support us and He's going to make our feet firm upon the truth, our feet firm when it comes to standing up for the truth and standing up against our enemies. But when we are so weak that we don't even do the basics of Islam and we think the victory is going to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is going to support us, this will never happen, and history is the best proof for that. Whenever we were victorious and strong as an ummah, as a nation, it was when we were strong in our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the doors for us to be victorious and to be successful, not just in the affairs of our religion, but also in our worldly affairs as well. But when we turn away from our religion, what happens, as we mentioned in the hadith, that Allah puts the dhul, the humiliation upon us. And that's why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said that نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. That we are a nation, Allah honored us through Islam. And remember the Arabs before Islam, who were they? What was their status? They were nobodies. All of the nations around the world looked down upon them. No one was concerned about them. But when Islam came, Allah raised their status. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu, he reminded us. When you look at the Arabs and the Muslims around the world today, what is their status? Does anybody respect them? Does anyone fear them? They're once again a humiliated nation. Why? Because they're looking for solutions in other than what Allah has honored them with in Islam. Umar said, we're a nation that Allah has honored us with Islam. وَمَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلْنَا اللَّهُ. So when we look for the honor and other than Islam, Allah humiliates us. And this is the reality of the ummah today. Therefore, if we're going to pray in Al-Quds, and inshallah ta'ala, we're going to pray in Al-Quds. But will it be us? Or will it be those who come after us? This is a decision that we're going to have to make. But if we want to be from those who free Al-Quds, that free Palestine, not just walking around free Palestine, no, really free Palestine, then it starts with us returning to our religion. And when we return to our religion by repenting from our sins and then acting upon Islam, feeling the honor of Islam in our hearts and it shows up in our actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the doors for us to victory and to free Palestine and to free Al-Quds and to pray in Al-Quds and also to free all of the oppressed lands around the world. That will only happen when we return to our religion. May Allah help us, Ya Rabbil Alameen.